drums.
I think that's Al Sparks right there on drums.
Seriously.
Yeah, Al Sparks was on the show earlier. Now we have Greg Grunberg in studio with us. If you want to go back and listen to anything you might have missed on the Heidi and Frank show, you can go to HeidiandFrank.com. Become a premium member to get all access to everything on all your devices.
Al Sparks, incredibly witty guy.
Like, yeah.
So deep. The references go really deep. I was driving in going, when did this guy wake up? He talks about not sleeping.
Yeah.
And then he talks about how much he was really good at having sex when he was a kid.
What's going on? He got passed around in high school.
Oh, my God. He came and played with my band from TV, and it was very evident that we were worthy of Hal Sparks. He's incredibly talented. Yeah. Like, ridiculously talented.
What did he play when he was in your... You played drums in your band for TV, right?
Yeah, and we played covers.
Okay.
But he plays every instrument. Like, you guys weren't kidding when you said...
Mandolin, banjo, guitar,
everything.
Drums. Yeah.
And he's a heavy metal guy, which we don't do because, you know, we play for casinos and we raise money for charity. He was just, you know, he didn't last very long because he's just...
He outgrew you.
He out-talented us. You know, we don't want to be made to look bad.
Right.
So if somebody's better than us, we kick them
out. Yeah. See you later, Hal. Go form your own band.
Yeah.
You vampire.
Exactly.
Grunny has a new movie out. Well, actually, it's not out yet. It's going to come out on Friday called Big Ass Spider. We do have some of the audio from the trailer here.
Big Ass Radio. Spiders happen to be my specialty. I become a spider to catch a spider.
But isn't this like the biggest spider ever? You could be super exterminated. So I'm going to help you. And you know like how? Like Robin helps a bad man.
Oh, God. This is so gross.
Oh, yeah? What?
Look at this.
No, describe it. I'm not going to look.
This thing's huge. Highly poisonous. Aggressive. Fast. Smart. Strong. This is a big-ass spider.
Wow. I mean, the special effects are even better on the radio.
Yeah, I was like... It looked like a big ass.
Now,
spider
is this spider as big as that spider from Gilligan's Island? Remember that spider?
Yeah, that was scary.
Terrible.
That really was scary. That
as far as
Gilligan's
kid?
Island, I freaked out at that spider.
Yeah, yeah.
It was scary.
This spider ends up being 10 stories. If people want to see it, go to bigassspider.com and the trailer's on there and everything. But it's a 10 story spider that ends up on the top of the U.S. Bank building downtown. Like, you know, King Kong, and mm-hmm. I have to face it, and it's crazy. In the trailer, you'll see, it starts off, it shows me looking up. I'm in Western Exterminator.
You look like a spider buster.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's Cloverfield meets Ghostbusters. Right. It's the movie. It really is, and it's really funny. Lombardo Boyart is in the movie, and he is, my kind of sidekick, uh-huh. better than I'm his sidekick. I mean, we're a team, and he is so great. And we worked together before. He was in Group Sex, my movie on Netflix, and he's... hilarious. And I brought him into this movie. I was given the script, and it was called Mega Spider at that time. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to turn this into a comedy, just so you guys know. And Mike Mendez, the director, said, yes, this is what we need. This is my vision. I want to make it really scary at times and also really funny. And I want to kill as many people on screen as possible. And that's what happens. 60 people die. We're all laughing through the whole thing. It's great.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
A giant alien spider escapes from a military lab to rampage the city of Los Angeles, and
yes.
then you show up because they tried to do a military strike and it fails, but you have the secret, you're the exterminator.
I'm the exterminator, and I did a ride-along
really?
with my exterminator. Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
have to crawl under somebody's house?
My own house. Yeah.
Was
he came to the door. He came to the door, and I was like, look, dude, I've done this with cops before to research, you know, roles
right.
for...
Do ride-alongs?
Yeah, different things. So I said, I'm going to ride along with you, and he gave me the thing to squirt. And I squirt my own house, and then I crawled under, and I looked at stuff, and I looked at the back of his truck, all kinds of chemicals, all safe, of
mm-hmm,
course.
Mm-hmm.
So we were drinking it.
Sure, why not?
What
about
it? What about
it? Yeah, but it was a learning experience. I mean, it's like when you see a doctor in surgery. Not that exterminators. Well, it is when they see rodents and things. It's just a job, man. They don't get scared.
Right.
I have a theory about spiders. Like inside, outside the house, they're beautiful. And I could sit and watch the web. Because at night, they make these beautiful webs, and then they take them down.
That's crazy.
Every day.
Right. All right, okay. Clean it up, people. It's right. almost dawn.
Exactly.
Clean it up.
Those flies are mine. All these. But inside the house, they're dead. That's just the way I am.
And are you,
outside,
your
beautiful.
Wife calls on you to do this.
Yeah, she wouldn't get near
him. Babe, get it.
Have you ever been around a poisonous spider before, like one that could actually hurt you besides a house spider?
On Heroes, yes. That we had. Well, no, that was a scorpion, but yeah, it was the same sort of thing. It was a. I was laying out in the desert. If people remember the show, there was a shot of me laying out in the desert. I wake up in the middle of the heat, and there's a scorpion on my face.
No.
And so that. So what they do is they put that on ice between takes.
I always thought that was like CGI.
Oh, so it kind of puts it to sleep.
You would think. You would hope as an actor. Yeah, they kind of put it to sleep because when it's cold, it moves really slowly, kind of like me. But it had that, you know, the tail with the thing, and then we were out in Woodland Hills in the mountains shooting, and it was 120 degrees. So it was like they took it out of the ice, and the thing was like, okay, here we go. And the camera was far away. I mean, it was really scary, and it had its poison because after the whole thing was done. Oh, and every take, I'm swatting it. Afterwards, I said, or in the middle, I said, this thing's not poisonous, is it? And they said, no, if we took the poison out, it would die. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a really scary experience for me, and it really was. And then I also got bit in the face with a snake, by a snake once when I was a kid. So I've had experience with, you know, serpents and
snakes. But that was your first experience with a
serpents.
Snake? You're like,
are they called serpents? Yeah. I'm sorry.
What is this, biblical times? It was a serpent that bit me in my cheek. Like, what?
I pulled my sword from its sheath.
What is this, Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Well, I was in Costa Rica and went on like the nighttime tour of the jungle, and because like a lot of the other animals come out at night only, and so we were out and there was a spider web. Like I said, out in the wild, beautiful. You know, it's at night, and so everyone's got their flashlights, and the guys come over here, look at the spider. So we're all like looking at it, and we're probably, I don't know, a couple feet away from it. It's on its web. I'm like, oh, that's kick ass. He's like, yeah, that's like one of the most poisonous spiders in the world.
Oh, great.
Like,
oh, my God.
He's like, if it bites you, you have like 2 hours before you have to get the antidote. And we're like, do you have some of that stuff? He's like, no.
And we're in the middle of Costa Rica.
Yeah. Where can we get some? He's like, the closest place we can get some is 3 hours away. So it's like, if you get bit right now, you're a dead man. I was like,
Are we standing there?
We're too fat. I'm like, does this thing have the ability to like jump? He's like, yes, it's a great jumper. We're all like, ah! I mean, he could have been messing with us. I mean, probably for the tour, but it's like, that's the closest I've been to actual spider death.
In the movie, there's this little spider called a brown recluse, and a lot of people know about that, and that's really poisonous spider.
That's the one that can
small.
Your flesh that can eat your flesh just starts dying if it gets you get bit by it.
I think so. Yeah, and that's how the movie starts. I get bit by this snake and I have to go to the hospital. Lynn Shea's in the movie. You know Lynn Shea from Something About Mary, and she's amazing.
She's one
of my customers, in the movie. And Ray Wise is in the movie. Claire Kramer, who's incredible in the movie. Anyway, but none of the spiders in the movie are real. None of them. There's over 700 effect shots in the movie. The budget was nothing. I mean, it was this Pakistani effects company that wanted to get their foothold in Hollywood. They said, we'll do this for next to nothing for you.
They did a great job, huh?
A great job. Now they're priced out of the market. I mean, there's no way, you know, you need to be a big studio to hire them now. And they did a great job.
They didn't remove
my bald spot. That's the one thing they didn't remove.
Damn, I was like, Pakistan!
782 effect shots, maybe?
One more.
Yeah.
We did the best we could do.
Exactly.
I don't know. So when you watch Big Ass Spider, any spider you're reacting to, it's just you acting.
Yeah.
Because he's not really there.
It was like in The Hollow Man. I was in that movie, and there was Invisible Man. So it's the same sort of thing.
That's
you
right.
You just had to pretend that it was there.
Yeah.
There are a couple times that, like, Bardo, Lombardo, his eye line is over here and mine's over here. It's like, that is a huge spider. It's so wide that you're looking on that side. I mean, because, you know, we had no time to shoot this thing. We shot it south of Alameda in L.A., which you can shoot a gun and a camera at the same time, and no one cares.
No one knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where you get all the time, Greg, to do all of your projects. Like you said, you do the band from TV. You guys play around different places for charity.
Yeah.
You do some guest spots on television shows like Masters of Sex on Showtime. You probably saw you on that. And you have this movie that's coming out, and you still have your Yowza app
Yowza.
On iPhone?
Yowza is cooking, yeah, especially pre-holiday. Yowza is free, so everybody needs to have it on their phone. And it brings up all the coupons that are right around you. Especially in L.A. and the big cities.
That's what I love about it. It's like where you're located, and it'll make you aware of, like, if I was walking down the sidewalk and there was a great coupon right there and I'm walking by this place, it'll go in there right now, you can get this, save 20% on this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was, well, like Staples is $50 off something right now.
You're just taking, you scan your
phone.
That
I want to know about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. it lets you know, and you don't have to prepay anything like Groupon or whatever. You just use it like a coupon.
Yeah, YOWZA. Yowza, download that on your iPhone.
I just start these things, and then they're like my little babies.
Set them free.
And, yeah, set them free, and they fly away. but no, it's fun. I mean, I'm having a good time.
Are you working on anything else right now that you want to?
Just finished a pilot for USA. So fingers crossed. Anybody from USA watching, pick up that effing pilot.
Come on,
it's
USA,
really
we love
funny.
Granny.
The client list with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Hopefully, we're coming back next year. And then I'm about to start a movie with a little baby Bengal tiger, which is going to be really awesome. Yeah, tiger tail.
That's
family.
That's going to be a real tiger, not a CGI tiger.
It's a real tiger.
You have to fake like you're petting a baby tiger. Oh, look how
exactly.
cute you are.
No. It's a real
Pakistan
tiger.
Pakistan wasn't involved in that one. That's what you're saying.
Can you imagine these guys are sending schematics of downtown L.A. to Pakistan, wiring money, and requesting that this building be blown up and this building be blown up. I don't understand how the government let us get away with this. It's crazy. It's like that slips through, you know?
Well, thanks to the shutdown, you were able to get the movie
right. Yeah. That's true.
They weren't even paying attention to any of that stuff.
That guy was supposed to monitor that.
Right. He wasn't working.
Yeah.
Before you slip through and get out of here, I got to ask you the question I've been asking everybody. The grunny virginity story.
Oh, isn't it? As if that's like a published thing. You're like, tell me about that grunny.
Come on. I've heard things.
No, my story was I was not as young as some, you know, Hal Sparks was 8?
4. Yeah. 4.
He started reading up on it when he was 8.
Exactly.
15 is when he
When he came out of the womb, it was like, look at that penis.
I got to
Holy cow.
And I got to get back in there.
Exactly. And he plays it, which is weird, like an instrument. I was 17. I was
That's
not
okay.
that Of course.
17.
Yeah. That's the way it should be. I was in the back of a car there was a high school a party going on. And it wasn't very – it did not last very long.
Was it with a –
It lasted about one-tenth of the story.
Was it a girlfriend or just somebody at the party?
A girl that I, you know, was fooling around with. And it was like, what the hell? Which is, you know, not really the way you want it. You want it on a beach with the water lapping and somebody you're in love
with. What kind of car was it?
Oh, God. It was a dad's car. And I believe it was a Buick, maybe. It was like an ugly one of those boxes.
And the back seat.
The back seat.
Was she a virgin as well?
No. She was not a virgin. It was very clear that she was not a virgin. Yeah. Yeah, no. She mounted the big ass spider. And you heard some of the sound effects.
Right.
It was kind of that. It was a lot of that.
Yeah.
I will kill this spider now.
Thank you, Greg Grunberg, for coming in.
Thank
Anytime.
You.
Good luck with the movie this Friday. It opens up. Big Ass Spider. Definitely go see that.
And it's on VOD, too. So if you don't, because it's limited release.
Okay.
That's video on demand.
Yeah. So it's on iTunes and it's on your TV. Just look it up.
Yeah. With the big holiday season coming up for shopping, download that app, Yowza, on your iPhone.
Thanks
you so much,
guys.
Man.
Hey.
We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.